War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Trigger warning.
This broadcast contains subject matter
that might trigger
liberal snowflakes. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
In Linda Vista, this was on base housing, so naval base housing, where this occurred. It was a Navy SEAL's child. Have you heard about this story?
No.
Do you know why? Because we're sanctuary state.
They tried to cover it
up. A Guatemalan national went into that house and molested the Navy SEAL's child, and we've never heard about it. So I've been asked by two separate people, high-level DHS employees, if I would leak this story. Because they're so fed up. When this happened, they took the guy to San Diego County Jail. When they took him to jail, ICE went did a detainer to go pick him, to go nab him. They denied it because we're a sanctuary state in a sanctuary city. So ICE came back again and said, well, we need to come interview the guy. So they let him in to interview. What they found was a bunch of child pornography inside his phone, and they had to bring ICAC in, which is Internet Crimes Against Children, to go through the phone, to look at all this stuff. Horrific things in the phone. Still never heard about the guy. He's a Guatemalan national here with a fake green card.
So that's from Corey Gutierrez. And it takes a whistleblower to reach out to him and say, hey, they're covering the story up. Please break it on your podcast. It's just sick. Our government covering up an illegal alien breaking into a home and raping a child. Of course, the media is not interested. Otherwise, you would have heard of Aiden Clark. Did you ever hear of Aiden Clark? Young boy killed in a bus crash because a Haitian illegal migrant crashed into a school bus. Did you ever hear about that one? The 11-year-old student, a Haitian migrant, crashes into a school bus, kills the student. Well, I would say I'm looking forward to his golden casket and round-the-clock media coverage, but it's already come and passed because that was last year. And there was no media coverage. There was no memorializing of Aiden Clark. No liberal tears shed, no marches. No. Nope. Now, in Aurora, Colorado, they're arresting a bunch of gang members from Tren de Aragua, and yet they're still not able to find the ones that were holding up the apartment with the guns. So they're arresting all these Venezuelan gang members, but they haven't even gotten to the ones yet that are holding up apartments with firearms. Isn't that something? And now the Democrats want to pass new legislation that says you have to keep your gun stored in a locked safe at home. This is like in some states. Now, Texas, I believe Texas is constitutional carry now, but we had to go through a lot of a process just to get to that point. But in some states, you cannot have a firearm in your vehicle unless the magazine is out and separated from the gun. In some states, it has to be locked, because that makes sense. You know, if somebody tries to break into your car or something like that, or, you know, kidnap your kid when you're driving, stopped at a stoplight, you're going to say, well, excuse me, Mr. Bad Guy. My gun is locked in my glove compartment, and the magazine is locked in my trunk, and the ammo is in a separate compartment in the trunk. Would you please give me 5 minutes to unlock the compartment to grab my gun, and then unlock the second compartment so I can grab my magazine, and then unlock the third compartment to grab my bullets, and then give me an extra second to load the bullets into the magazine and then put the magazine into the gun, and then I can save myself or my child? Would you mind, bad guy? That's the world of Democrats. That's the magical world of a liberal Democrat. Oh, yes, ma'am. I'm just here holding you up at gunpoint, want to kidnap your child. But certainly, if you need 5 minutes to get your gun assembled, then absolutely, please take your time. Please. Oh, a Venezuelan gang just showed up at my apartment. Oh, gee, I hope I got enough time to unlock my safe and put everything together. How an Ohio town landed in the middle of an immigration debate. The New York Times. They have no idea. They do not know, and they blame it on J.D. Vance. I'm not even kidding you. The stage was set. This was the New York Times. The stage was set for another fraught chapter in the debate over immigration in America. This one magnified because of J.D. Vance. It's J.D. Vance's fault, guys. You know, it's funny because in all the different sound bites that we have from Springfield, Ohio, look at this. This is the New York Times. An immigration driver was involved in a fatal school bus crash, and then J.D. Vance entered the fray. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Of all the people that spoke in the Springfield Public Forum at the city council, I don't think one of them brought up J.D. Vance. No. I wonder if they even know who J.D. Vance is or care. No, I think they care about that their town, their one small, quiet, peaceful town, has now been invaded by illegal aliens that are chopping up animals and cooking them on the open barbecue. But no, according to the New York Times, it's J.D. Vance. Ugh. Can you believe J.D. Vance is making immigration an issue? Says the holier-than-thou liberal from their ivory towers. These people are so detached from reality. They're so detached from their own human soul. Woman is forced out of her Springfield home of 45 years after migrants squat on her lawn and torment her. There's that clip right there. In fact, should we go to that guy's house? Do we have time before the break to put, here? Let's go to this woman. She's misunderstanding the issue. The issue is J.D. Vance, says the New York Times woman, not the migrants that are on your front lawn squatting, throwing things and tormenting you. It's J.D. Vance's fault. But let's hear from her.
26 Northwestern Avenue. Miss Skinner, who I'm not trying to put on the spot, is my neighbor.
Just talk to me, ma'am. Thank you so much.
And I'm done with what I'm seeing. It is so unsafe in my neighborhood anymore. I have the homeless that were trying to camp out, and I have made concessions with them, and I try to help them the best I can to keep them from trying to squat on my property. But it is so unsafe. I have men that cannot speak English in my front yard screaming at me, throwing mattresses in my front yard, throwing trash in my front yard. And I can't.
Damn that J.D. Vance.
Look at me. I weigh 95 pounds. I couldn't defend myself if I had to. My husband is elderly. And last night, after living in this home for 45 years, he said, Noelle, guess what? It's time to pack up and move. He said, we can't do this anymore. He said, it's killing both of us mentally. I don't understand what you expect of us as citizens. I mean, I understand they're here under temporary protected status and you're protecting them. And
that's
I understand
so
that. Our city services are overwhelmed.
Does the American get a temporary protective status?
But who's protecting us? If we're protecting them, who's protecting me? I want out of this town. I am sorry. Please give me a reason to stay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, ma'am, those migrant men that are hanging out in your front yard and pooping and peeing and throwing trash at you, those guys are not your problem. J.D. Vance is your problem, says the New York Times liberal. Okay? So, I don't know what it's going to take for you to learn, lady, but this is not your country anymore. You see, you're a racist, piece of trash, white American. And the Democrats are here to destroy you. Okay? They hate you. So, if you have 15 Haitian migrants cooking a goose in your front lawn, well, that's a good start. Okay? So why don't you just go ahead and move to Haiti now? Might be better.
InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings on vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells and rose hips. He believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months, and now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc, the Linus Pauling formula, at InfoWarsStore.com.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half of my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. Yeah. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric Oxide, Probiotics, Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Collagen, Superfood Greens, Turmeric, Ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWars MD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
That city commissioner meeting, every speaker got up and was talking about the same thing. And, you know, it's funny, the mainstream media, remember we were covering it last week, they try to tell you that none of this is going on. They would write headlines and they would say, misinformation is causing confusion about Aurora, Colorado. You know, right-wing extremists want you to think that there's gangs in Aurora, Colorado. And it's just like, what are you talking about? Everybody sees it. There's eyewitness accounts. There's locals talking about it. Oh, no, it's not going on. So they won't be playing any of this either. Springfield resident claims Haitian migrants are decapitating and eating ducks in the park as Ohio town rages over explosion of migrants. So here's this man's testimony that the New York Times would tell you doesn't exist, and the mainstream media would tell you doesn't exist, and none of this is going on. Okay? And if it is, though, if it is going on, it's all J.D. Vance's fault. But here's the man in Ohio.
So I think it's like kind of odd that like a guy like me has to come out from doing what I do on a daily basis to have fun, because I see what's going on in these streets, and I see you guys just sitting up there in them comfy chairs and suits, and like, and I'm getting out here every day, and I'm broadcasting this, and you guys are just sitting up there in suits or something. Like, I really challenge you guys to get out here and do something. These Haitians are running into trash cans. They're running into buildings. They're running into... They flipping cars in the middle of the street. And I don't know how, like, y'all can be comfortable with this. Like, I don't know, like, who's getting paid from this. I feel like... I honestly feel like someone's getting paid from it in the background. They dropping... They, you got... A bunch of people on a bus getting dropped off at a gas station to come down here. I know a single mom that FaceTimed me tonight, FaceTimed me this morning at the welfare office that really need, like, that really needs something. And it's nothing but immigrants over there. And I don't even want to, like, seem like I'm coming down on the immigrants, because it's the people that's bringing them down here. Because wherever they're at, that's what they're used to, bro. They're in the park grabbing up ducks by their neck and cutting their head off and walking off with them and eating them, like... Y'all get the Highway State Patrol down here every week, and then y'all get, like, a task force for the Highway State Patrol, and they look for guns, and they look for dope, and this and that, and the fourth. That same people that y'all got riding up and down Limestone doing U-turns, pulling people over for blinkers and pulling people over for, like, going left to center and, like, a couple miles over, like, y'all can take them same people, the Highway State Patrol, and you can take them in every single one of their Silver Chargers and Dodge Durangos, and y'all can take them to Sunset. And y'all can park them right over there, and y'all can teach people how to drive. Since the Highway State Patrol knows so much how to know so much about traffic laws and know what to do in traffic, they need to. Y'all pay them; they can go over there and teach these Haitians how to drive. Because it's getting a bro. I'm getting thousands of views on these, and it's going to get bigger, and it's only going to get worse. And y'all sitting up there in these chairs, y'all, all y'all need to get out here and do something. Y'all making hundreds of thousands of dollars. Y'all need to put on a t-shirt and some Crocs, and then y'all need to come out here in these streets, and y'all need to go out here, and I'm out here before the police is. Like, y'all need to do something, bro. Y'all really got to stand on business. Y'all getting paid all this money just to wear a suit and sit in a chair? I think it's crazy, bro. They, like, we got to do something, bro. It's kids out here getting hurt, like, only reason I even went on here and said something about it is because somebody told me they walking from the school and a Haitian almost ran into them. And who is getting paid? Like, how much money is y'all really getting paid, like, to bring them over here? Like, I know it's deeper than them. I know that's where they come from, and that's what they do. That's their country. I don't know what they got going on over there, but they can't do that over here. And if y'all just getting paid from it and then y'all ain't doing nothing about it, I think that's super weird, bro. Y'all got to stand on business. Y'all got to really, like, step up. Like, it's lame, bro. Like, for real.
Thank you for your comments.
Thank you.
Well, hopefully he knows who to vote for in November if he wants it to stop or if he wants them to be sent home. You can only hope that that's the case. But yeah, we covered it earlier. Aiden Clark killed by a Haitian migrant. Car crash. There was another one where a guy was given a illegitimately a truck driver's license, killed a woman, got released on bond. It's all over the place. And so it's the same thing. A non-citizen gets free health care or a free house or can't pay for car insurance. Then guess who pays for it? You do. You're subsidizing it. So your car insurance goes up. Your medical costs go up. AG orders deep dive into Ohio migrant population. Ohio Attorney General David Yost announced Monday that he has ordered his office to research legal avenues to stop the government from sending an unlimited number of migrants to Ohio communities. Yeah, it's called Biden-Harris. They live at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue in Washington, D.C. Or, well, actually, I don't know where they are. Nobody seems to, who knows? Biden doesn't know where he is. So I don't know where they are. It's Biden Harris. So you want to get down to the problem, a deep dive? You don't have to go that deep, bud. It's actually pretty shallow water. The Democrats have, the Biden-Harris administration has brought in 15 million illegal aliens, and they're putting them in cities across America. There's your deep dive. You want to do something about it? Sue them. Get serious. Charge them with aiding and abetting in human trafficking. Charge them with aiding and abetting in killing a protected animal. Get serious with these crooks. Get serious with the people that did this. We're going to do a deep dive. You're not going to do crap. You're putting this out as a press statement like you don't know what's going on. You know exactly what's going on. This is a Democrat Party agenda to flood Ohio with illegal aliens. And they're destroying your local communities. And you just sit here and put out a press release. What a joke you are. We'll get to the bottom of this. Well, why don't you go to Springfield, Ohio, like this independent journalist did to talk to the locals, and it went like this in clip 32.
When they walk down through here and they say something in their language, I'd be like, go on down the road, you sand monkey. And that's what I say to them.
You say it straight to their face?
Straight to their face. I mean, why beat around the bush?
Okay, what do they say to that?
They don't say nothing. I don't understand them. They don't, you know, I guess apparently they don't understand me, but I'm trying to learn our language.
You see them trying to learn English and assimilate to the American culture?
No, I don't. But, you know, it's just, it gets old, man. I mean,
in the report, they film them. They're everywhere.
They're there. And there's another seven or eight lives right here in this corner house.
I'm knocking on that door, yeah.
And four of them just moved in here. They ain't in there yet, but they're going to be in there next week.
So you're going to be the minority very shortly if you already
are. We already are the minority.
What would you say the percentage currently is of Haitians to OG, original Springfieldians?
You mean percentage-wise?
Yeah.
Probably them, 60%, that's 40.
Okay.
It's, you know, it's
are
all...
they eating cats in the neighborhood? Is that real?
Man, I heard that. The white double right there. They had six chickens in their backyard a month ago. Six walking around chickens, and there ain't none back there now. Now there's over 20,000 of them, you know, and they're everywhere. They take our apartments that, you know, the landlords make the people move out so they can rent to the Haitians to get more money. You know, it's bullshit. You know, you go to the grocery store, there's no groceries because, you know, they give them $3,000 a month plus food stamps. I mean, I'm an American.
Yeah.
Just like you.
Yeah.
And these motherfuckers come from Haitianville or wherever the fuck they're from, and they get everything. They get their medical care paid and everything. You know, it's bullshit, man. I mean, if you want to, my opinion, they're worthless. Bunch of worthless fucking sand monkeys. There's thousands of you motherfuckers over here. Why are you scared? If you're scared, go home. Go back to where you come from.
They're saying the Haitians are scared.
Yeah.
No one told them to come here.
Nobody told you to come here, motherfucker. Pack up and leave. You know? I mean, it's just, it's invasion of our fucking freedom, man. I mean, you know, we get nothing because they give it all to them.
I heard there were rumors of Haitians eating the neighbor's cats and a Canadian goose. Is that true or completely false?
He said they come here to work. They don't eat cats. And they don't. He don't know what they're talking about.
Okay.
He don't eat cat.
When did this all begin? When did you start noticing Haitians come in? Where's the conflict?
They started coming in around the beginning of March.
Okay.
You know, and there wasn't that many of them. A couple thousand.
Do you think you're treated equally and fairly in that regard?
No, not at all. Not at all. I did it just on a spur of the moment. You know, I went down to the Job and Family Services. Just to see what I could get.
Yeah.
They want to give me $76 a month.
And they're giving the Haitian families how much a month?
$1,500 plus $3,000 a month in cash. You know, and I can't get but $76. That's $2 a fucking day to eat. I weigh 300 pounds. What's the $2 a day going to do for me?
Nothing. It's a Slim Jim.
It's a
Slim Jim. So we got more on this story, folks. It's even worse. If you can believe that, it's even worse.
Shop
supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI has now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label it from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD. Test it out. See how great it is. And then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today. America is